Welcome to another episode of Global Data Pod. Today's data drop, where we cover key data releases and potential implications for the macro view, is on the Global Inflation Report. My name's Sam Azzarello, and I lead content strategy for Global Research, and I'm thrilled to be joined again this month by Nora Centovani, Senior Global Economist and key author on Global Inflation Monitor. So Nora, I want to start where we always start and ask you for the top-down view based on your new publication that just came out, what you're seeing with inflation trends globally.
Sure, Sam, thanks. So March was another sticky month for global inflation. The core CPI rose 0.3% for a third consecutive month, and headline CPI was similarly strong. Over a year ago, core inflation ticked lower to 3.5%. Headline, it ticked higher to 3.4%. I think the broader message is that if you look at the three-month annualized run rates, they have picked up further to 3.7%. So that's telling me that scope for material declines, in the near term at least, appear quite limited. In our forecast, we have core inflation moderating to about 3.3% by June and 3% by the end of the year. I think in all, the recent trends are consistent with a broad stall in the disinflation process. And, you know, the numbers have surprised modestly to the upside relative to our forecast that had already assumed sticky inflation.
So Nora, as a follow-up then, I want to ask you around components under the surface. What are you seeing, whether it be regionally or goods versus services? Tell us more about the dynamics.
Yeah, so the stickiness in core inflation is predominantly linked to services inflation. There, if you look at the run rates, they've picked up to about 5.5% annualized in the 3 months to March from about 4% in December. And the reports show pretty broad-based gains across services components, and this reacceleration should be quite concerning to major central banks that are kind of hoping to ease, start easing cycles sometime around the middle of this year. I think of some comfort is that the core goods inflation remains quite moderate, and that is to some extent providing an offset to the strength in services. There's some upward pressure at this point coming from rising energy prices, although this rise doesn't appear to be denting consumer spending in a material way.
And Nora, let me end by asking you around differences across countries. You track globally. There is a lot of focus on the US. I'm going to ask you to spend a moment zeroing in on the US inflation picture as well, but talk us through different dynamics across countries.
Yeah, I would say the March reports showed broad-based gains in services inflation pretty much across countries. So that's a common theme. The US stood out in terms of the strength of services inflation, running almost at 7% annualized. And if you take out housing, the so-called super core inflation rate was up a super hot 8% annualized. Across much of Europe as well, services inflation is running pretty strong. In the euro area, in the UK, it's running about 5%. So these numbers are still very much too high for comfort. That said, a number of countries have seen a bit of moderation in overall core inflation, and that's due to unwinding supply shocks and some weakness in growth. And within that category, I would mention Sweden and Canada, for example. And these are the central banks we think will be among the first ones to start cutting policy rates. As far as the Fed is concerned, I think they will need to see more evidence of inflation easing in coming months in order to validate our call for a mid-year start to easing.
Nora, I want to thank you for your time and insights as always. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. And to all our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in. This podcast was recorded on April 25th, 2024. This communication is provided for informational purposes only. Please refer to JP Morgan Research Reports related to its content for more information, including important disclosures. 2024, JPM Chase & Co.